The question was asked. We find that when they harvested the Omer harvest, so they did it even on Shabbat. Based on what did they do that? How did they do that? What's really going on here? So, firstly, the Torah commands us that the morning, the first morning of Chol HaMoed, we know that Pesach is on the 15th, so the morning following the 15th, the morning of the 16th, we have a mitzvah to harvest our first harvest of barley, and we have a sacrifice of that barley which we harvested, where the volume, the measurement of that sacrifice is an omer, which is a measurement of volume of barley. After they harvest, there's a mitzvah to harvest it that morning, and then they thresh it and they grind it and they make it into fine flour, and then they bring a sacrifice that's that volume, an omer of barley. So an omer is a large volume. It's a lot of barley, a lot of barley wheat, a lot of barley flour. So the Torah tells us to cut that barley on the morning of the 16th. To cut it, to harvest it, and then to make it into flour. Now we have a tradition that on Shabbat, even though we're not allowed to do many actions, we're not allowed to plow, we're not allowed to harvest, we're not allowed to turn on a fire, but we have exceptions. For example, on Shabbat, we bring sacrifices. You're not allowed to slaughter an animal on Shabbat, but the Torah tells us there's a sacrifice that's brought on Shabbat. Now that sacrifice is also put on the fire on Shabbat. Wait, but I'm not allowed to burn things, I'm not allowed to cook things, I'm not allowed to roast things on Shabbat. But the Torah sometimes gave us commandments that certain things must be done on Shabbat. So although I'm not allowed to roast in my own house on Shabbat, I'm not allowed to cook, I'm not allowed to burn, but in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple, there was a mitzvah on Shabbat to do certain sacrifices. The rabbis had a tradition, based on a pasuk, that harvesting, even cutting the omer, should be done on the 16th, even if it falls out on Shabbat. Even if the 16th is on Shabbat. Now, the pasuk is lo tizra'u ve'lo tiktzeru. It requires a little bit of learning how the rabbis understood it from the pasuk. But that was their tradition, to derive it from the pasuk. So, you're right, we're not allowed to harvest on Shabbat. This is one exception. That one time, on the 16th of Nisan, if it came out on Shabbat, our tradition is that we have to harvest that morning the barley, the first barley for that sacrifice. But again, it's not so exceptional because we did other prohibited tasks for the Beit HaMikdash, for the service of the Beit HaMikdash. And this was really going to be brought into the Beit HaMikdash. It's unusual because it was outside the Beit HaMikdash. They had a tradition that even the cutting, you couldn't cut it 2 days early. The mitzvah is, this should be your first harvest. This should be your first cut of wheat. Should be on the morning of the 16th. So...